The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Hope everyone is enjoying your day so far. We're going to talk about a lot of good stuff today. We're going to start with detoxification. The way you heal is by detoxing. That's how you get rid of all the bad stuff. We have lots of ways to detox. We have our bowel movements, our urination. Women have menstruation. We sweat to detox. Our boogers and phlegm help us to detox. Our earwax, our tears. We have all these ways to detox. And if those don't work, a lot of times you'll do it through the skin. But our body wants to get rid of the toxins. The thing is, if we don't give it any chance to rest, recover, and recuperate, you cannot detox. That's why sleep is so important. That's one of the most important times to detox, is when you're sleeping. Now, when we detox, we get rid of all the bad stuff that's in our body, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sugar, all the bad stuff that you ate, food dyes, pesticides, chemicals, heavy metals, plastics. Your body takes in all this crap that we got to get rid of. But the thing is, we need to get rid of it. You need to have bowel movements every day. If you're not having bowel movements every day, you're not getting rid of all the bad stuff. Women need to have menstruation every month. There are doctors that sometimes support giving women medicine to stop their period. But we need the period to get rid of the stuff that your body doesn't want. You urinate, you get rid of the stuff that the body doesn't want. That's why you might sneeze. That's why you might have boogers. You might have phlegm. You might have congestion. Your body needs to get rid of the bad stuff. If you keep putting in bad stuff every day, it's hard to get rid of it. So you got to go on a detox and not put your body through all these harsh ways where they have to get rid of McDonald's and fried chicken and pizza and ice cream and candy and sugar and food dyes and chemicals. So we got to stop putting the bad stuff in. Then it's easier to eliminate. There are some really important ways to eliminate toxins. One of the worst toxins are heavy metals. We see those all over the place: arsenic, cadmium, lead, mercury. You can actually get arsenic from brown rice, from apple juice. The lead is in the water we drink. lot of the schools have lead in the water. A lot of the houses have lead in the water. You could get your water tested to see what levels of lead you have. Mercury is another toxic metal. Mercury is everywhere. It's actually even in medicine. Mercury is in the fish. Mercury is in the fillings in your teeth. We got to be very careful with eating too many big fish who have the higher mercury. So it's better to eat smaller fish. You also want to eat wild fish, not farm raised. It's also better to eat fish from the Atlantic or the Mediterranean or Norwegian, Icelandic. Better than the Pacific, because the Pacific has a lot of radiation from the Japan nuclear meltdown over a decade ago. Still there. So these metals can cause a lot of harm. They can cause inflammation. They can affect your brain. Aluminum can affect your brain. It's been linked to Alzheimer's and dementia. So stop packing your food in aluminum foil. Stop cooking your food in the toaster oven on aluminum. Stop using aluminum pans. Stop having aluminum in your deodorant. Stop using aluminum cans. There's aluminum everywhere. We got to detox from the aluminum. It's even in the air. We breathe it. It's in medication as well. So we really have to reduce aluminum. We have to reduce lead, arsenic, mercury, cadmium. These can cause a lot of problems in your nervous system. There are lots of different ways that you could detox. One of the best ways to detox is to drink celery juice every morning. There's lots of benefits to celery juice. It lowers inflammation, supports weight loss, it helps heal digestion, reduces bloating, it helps with eczema and psoriasis, fights infections, helps prevent UTIs, urinary tract infections, really good for acne. It prevents high blood pressure. It helps lower cholesterol. It helps prevent ulcers in your stomach. It even protects your liver. So if you want to start to detox, one of the easiest things you could start to do is just drink celery juice in the morning. That will help to detox your system. Other ways to detox your system are through a heavy metal detox shake, like a smoothie. There's one that I really like. I'll read the ingredients to you. It's 1 cup of cilantro, 1 teaspoon of barley grass juice powder, 1 tablespoon of Atlantic Dulce, 1 cup of water, 2 cups of wild blueberries, 1 teaspoon of spirulina, 2 bananas, and the juice of 1 orange. Drink this daily, and that helps to remove toxic heavy metals from your body. The typical route for modern medicine to detox from heavy metals is called chelation therapy. However, chelation therapy can be very dangerous because it could take out a lot of the good stuff as well. So there's natural ways to chelate heavy metals, which means to kind of latch onto it and bring it out so you could detox properly. Amino acids, they are very good. These are proteins that are found in eggs and fish. They increase liver health and balance out enzyme production. These amino acids are great at helping to detox metals from the body. Cilantro. Cilantro is one super herb that can effectively remove heavy metals such as aluminum, mercury, lead in just 2 weeks. Activated charcoal has been proven to help bring out heavy metals. Bentonite clay has also been proven to help take out heavy metals. These are a lot safer than some of the other more invasive chelation therapies. Brazil nuts. They're not necessarily a chelation food, but they do restore to help good minerals like selenium and zinc that are lost in the chelation process. So when you do some of these chelation therapies, it's always good to eat Brazil nuts at the same time. High selenium. Now, one easy foods that we could add to all your meals, onions and garlic, right? You might have a smelly breath, but it's very good for detoxing heavy metals from your system. This is called chelation therapy, but we want to do chelation in a more safe way through natural means rather than too invasive where we take out some of the good stuff. So your body is amazing at detoxing. And we do it mostly when we sleep. So we really have to get good rest so you could detoxify, rejuvenate, reoxygenate. And then when you wake up in the morning, it's good to have a bowel movement because you're getting rid of all the bad stuff. You pee in the morning. You poop in the morning. Get rid of all your phlegm, detoxify, and then don't put any bad foods in your body so it's easier to get rid of the stuff that's already in your body. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about detoxification, getting rid of all the bad stuff in your body. You're supposed to have bowel movements every single day, preferably first thing in the morning. If you ever look at your bowel movements, it's supposed to be S-shaped, not a log, not pellets, not a pile, but S-shaped. And that S-shaped bowel movement should be partial sinking and partial floating. It shouldn't go all the way down and it shouldn't be floating. So it should be partial sinking, partial floating. That's a good bowel movement. if you want to really take a look at your bowel movement, you could do a fecal sample where they take a portion of your stool and you send it to a lab, and they could check to see if you have bacteria, viruses, any eggs, worms, parasites. So the stool sample could tell us a lot about how your microbiome in your gut is. You want to have good bacteria and less bad bacteria. Your body is mostly bacteria, but we want to make sure we have a lot of the good bacteria and less of the bad bacteria. If you've ever taken antibiotics, that will kill off a lot of the good bacteria. If you use a lot of Purell, that's going to kill off a lot of the good bacteria. All these antibacterial lotions, the antibacterial medications, the antibacterial soaps, everywhere we go is antibacterial, antibacterial, antibacterial. That could be dangerous because you're killing off all the good bacteria. So instead of doing so many antibacterial stuff, start to do probacteria. We need probiotics. You can ferment food. You could supplement with probiotics. When you supplement with probiotics, it's very important, though, to keep changing your probiotics because there's so many different strains. If you keep taking the same probiotic, your body doesn't need that anymore. You know, I've had patients come to me, they say, oh, I've been taking the same probiotic for 3 years. So that doesn't do anything. Every 2 months, you need to change probiotics so your body gets different bacteria. Each bacteria has a different purpose. So we need to supplement with all different types of bacteria. That will help our microbiome of our gut. Our gut is our first defense in our immune system. That's supposed to kill off all the bad stuff. The problem is you have inflammation, then you could get what's called a leaky gut. If you have inflammation, it's going to lead to what's called a leaky gut. What a leaky gut is when the body's inflamed, your intestines and your stomach expand. And when your intestinal tract expands, you can open up these holes where bacteria, viruses, yeast, parasites, mold, worms, all these bad things can escape the gastrointestinal tract. If there's no inflammation, then the stomach acid and the good bacteria kills off all the bad stuff. But if there's inflammation, then the bad stuff can leak out and it can enter your bloodstream. And then when it gets in your bloodstream, it could go everywhere. It could go to your brain. It could go to your heart, your lungs, your liver, your kidneys, your gallbladder, your spleen, your urinary bladder, your sexual organs. It can attack. Now it's free. So if you really want to detox properly, if you really want to stay healthy, if you really want to boost your immune system, you got to start from the gut. You got to reduce inflammation. That's the first step to healing a leaky gut, is reducing inflammation. There's lots of ways to reduce inflammation. The best natural way to reduce inflammation is through resveratrol. Resveratrol is found in Japanese knotweed and the skin of red grapes. However, you would have to eat a lot of red grapes and a lot of Japanese knotweed to really make it effective. So there are companies that make highly concentrated resveratrol. The company that I like is Apex Energetics, and we use them at our office. So if you're interested in getting a resveratrol product from them, just give us a call. You can go to my website, kaplandc.com, and get all our information there. But the first step, reducing inflammation, resveratrol. The next best natural way to reduce inflammation is turmeric. It's from curcumin. It's like an Indian spice. And the same thing, we want it highly concentrated. You do resveratrol, turmeric, probiotics, vitamin D. That's how you reduce inflammation. And then you got to avoid all the inflammatory foods, sugar, food dyes, preservatives, chemicals, dairy products, gluten products, corn, soy, alcohol, coffee, drugs. They all cause inflammation. So we got to reduce that inflammation. And you want to eat, you know, a lot of those healthy foods, those superfoods, you know, the dark green vegetables, the berries, avocado. You want to eat a lot of the colors of the rainbow. Eat the superfoods, avoid the inflammatory foods. That's the first stage of a leaky gut, reducing the inflammation. The second phase of healing a leaky gut is to basically plug in the holes of the leaky gut. Because then, if you plug in the holes of the leaky gut, then there's nowhere for the bacteria and the viruses to escape. There's a lot of ways to plug in the leaky gut, but the best is called glutamine. And I like to support a glutamine shake, which helps to plug in those holes. Then the bacteria, the viruses, the worms, the parasites, they can't escape and enter the bloodstream and then attack other organs. So that is very important for detoxification. After we reduce the inflammation, then we have to plug in the leaky gut. That's the second phase. The third phase of the leaky gut, after we plug in the holes with the glutamine, the third phase is to detox by destroying all the bad stuff. Now we have to kill it. We have to kill the bacteria. We have to kill the viruses. We have to kill the parasites. We got to kill the worms. And we could do that through natural herbal type of remedies. And you take these herbal remedies, and they can, instead of taking antibiotics or antivirals, which can have a lot of side effects, there's more natural ways to kill off the bacteria and the viruses. Now, after we kill off the bacteria and the viruses, the fourth phase is to cleanse and to detox and to flush everything out. And you can do that through a detoxification shake. But you must do the four phases in those exact order. Now, if you try to detox before the inflammation is done, it won't work. If you try and detox before the leaky gut is plugged in with the glutamine, that won't work. If you try and do the glutamine, the second phase, before you reduce the inflammation, it's too hard of a job. So it has to be done in that exact order, those four phases. The first phase is reducing the inflammation. The second phase is plugging in the leaky gut. The third phase is destroying all the viruses, bacteria, parasites, worms, etc. And then the fourth phase is the cleanse and detoxification to clear out all the bad stuff. So those are the four phases to heal a leaky gut. And that's your first defense. That's where immune system starts. So if you have this inflammation and you have bad gut microbiome, when you get exposed to bacteria or you get exposed to viruses, your body is not going to be able to handle it. So we have to heal the gut first if we're going to boost your immune system. And therefore, after you heal the gut, you could detox properly and get rid of all the bad stuff. And then once you get rid of all the bad stuff, then your body's going to function better, feel better, and you're going to live a better quality of life. You know, you shouldn't ever have bloating or nausea or abnormal bowel movements or missed bowel movements or urgency to go to the bathroom. So when you start to do all these proper things, eating healthy, reducing inflammation and healing your leaky gut, not only will your immune system get boosted, but your sleep will improve, your energy will improve, and your memory, brain function, and focus will also improve. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about detoxification. Your body has always to detoxify. Your good bacteria is going to kill off the bad bacteria, so you can eliminate the bad stuff through your bowel movements. That's why we urinate. We get rid of the bad stuff. That's why we menstruate. We get rid of all the stuff we don't need. That's why you sweat and you earwax and phlegm and boogers and tears and eye boogers. That's all your body's way of detoxing. And the skin is another way. So when people have skin problems, such as eczema, or psoriasis, or hives, a lot of times they're getting rid of the bad stuff and they're responding to stuff that the body doesn't want. So if you want to heal your skin, you have to stop putting bad stuff in your body and you got to heal your leaky gut. But we need more of the good bacteria to conquer the bad bacteria. Your body has amazing ways of getting rid of the bad stuff. Same thing with your cholesterol. A lot of doctors look at the total cholesterol and they want you under 200 total cholesterol. However, the truth is you need cholesterol. Cholesterol is important for your body, but you want more of the good cholesterol and less of the bad cholesterol. The good cholesterol is called HDL and the bad cholesterol is LDL. So if you have a good ratio, if you have a good HDL, high HDL, that's going to help conquer the bad cholesterol, the LDL. So we just have to make sure that we don't bring down your cholesterol too much with statin drugs where your good cholesterol goes too low. Just like we don't want to take too many antibiotics that brings down the good bacteria, we don't want to take too many statins, which brings down the good cholesterol. Statins have also been linked to dementia. So if you want to prevent Alzheimer's disease, you better get your cholesterol down so you don't have to take statin drugs anymore. The best way to bring cholesterol down is to avoid dairy, bread, sugar, and alcohol. When you bring all that stuff down, the junk food, the fried foods, the fast foods, the candy, all the baked goods, cookies, muffins, cakes, then you're going to bring your cholesterol down, then you won't need the medication. But don't only look at the total cholesterol. You got to look at the ratio. If the ratio is less than 5 to 1 or even 3 to 1, then you know you're in good shape. You want good bacteria. That's why I like probiotics over antibiotics. You want high HDL versus high LDL for your cholesterol. Now, in your brain, you also have cells that kill off the bad brain cells. They're called glial cells. These glial cells, I call them like the nurses of the brain. They kill off all the bad brain cells. They flush it out. After 40 years of age, you lose 10% of your brain cells every decade. So from 40 to 50, you're going to lose 10%. Then from 50 to 60, you use another 10%. So every decade, you lose about 10% of your brain cells. However, we want to make sure that the brain cells that you lose are the bad brain cells. So for that, we got to have good glial cells, good detoxification. Get rid of the bad brain cells. And the good brain cells, we want to use a process called neuroplasticity to rewire the brain to make more connections, more synapses, more neurotransmitters, more mitochondria, more ATP production, so that your brain cells function at the highest optimal level. When they analyzed Einstein's brain, they found out that he didn't have more neurons than the average human, but he had more connections. You've got to make more connections. So the connections are good because if something bad does happen, then you have a backup plan. The more connections you have, even if the brain cells get damaged, you have more connections so that there is no effect on your focus or your memory or your anxiety or your depression or your balance, your coordination, your sensory smells, sights. You don't want ringing in the ears or floaters in the eyes or weird tastes in your mouth. Or lack of smell. Lack of smell is one of the first indications or clues for early onset dementia, Parkinson's. If your smell is going, that means your brain cells are going to start to die off even quicker and be less effective. So all these people who've gotten COVID-19 lost their smell, lost their taste, they're going to have brain issues in the future. And it might be 30 years from now. We don't even know, because the loss of smell can happen 30 years before dementia starts occurring or before a tremor starts occurring in Parkinson's. The best smell test is the peanut butter smell test. If you have peanut butter in your cabinet, just cover each nostril and see if you could keep the peanut butter pretty far away and still be able to smell it. That's a good way to see if your smell is good, because you might not realize it until you check it. So the peanut butter smell test will help determine how your brain is functioning right now. All right. So we want these glial cells in our brain to get rid of all the bad brain cells. And we want to use neuroplasticity to rewire the brain to make the brain stronger and create more connections. And you want to really make sure you don't have any weak links in your brain, because you're only as strong as your weakest brain cells. So what we want to do is proper neurological testing to figure out where the weak areas of your brain are. The best test to figure out where the weak areas of your brain are is called a QEEG brain mapping. This is a non-invasive test. There's no radiation. There's no contrast fluid. You don't have to sit in some small tube. It's very quick test. Takes about 15 minutes and measures your brain waves in all the different areas. You wear this cap. It looks like a swimmer's cap. It's got electrodes attached to it. And it measures all your different brain waves, your alpha, your beta, your theta, your delta. And it's going to tell us which areas of the brain are not functioning at high levels. Then you know where your weaknesses are. And it'll literally say, hey, are you not producing dopamine or acetylcholine? Do you have intestinal inflammation? Do you have a thyroid problem? Do you have a concussion? Do you have heavy metal poisoning? Do you have pathogens like viruses or bacteria that are attacking your brain? Do you have white matter inflammation like multiple sclerosis? Do you have anger, aggression? Do you have confusion or brain fog? Do you have memory problems, focusing problems, difficulty shifting tasks, difficulty planning? Do you have sensory problems, balance problems? Do you have issues with short-term memory, long-term memory, working memory? It breaks everything down for you, and it tells us which areas are functioning well and which areas are weak. And then when we figure out which areas are weak, we could give you therapeutic exercises to stimulate those weak areas that are non-invasive, no surgeries, no medicines, no deep brain stimulation, just stuff that you could do at home to strengthen your weak areas. But you have to do the test to figure out which areas are weak. Another good test to figure out, is it the right brain that's weak or is it the left brain that's weak? It's called a VNG, video nystagmography. For this test, you wear these infrared goggles, and the goggles are going to measure your eye movements. And based on your eye movements, we can say, hey, is your right brain deficient in the frontal cortex, or is your left brain overactive in the frontal cortex, or is your cerebellum imbalanced, or do you have an issue in your brain stem? So it tells us all the different areas of the brain, but more specifically, most importantly, it tells us the imbalances of left and right. When people have anxiety and depression, they have one side of the brain that are underactive, that's the depression, and one side of the brain that's overactive, that's the anxiety. If your brain is overactive, you're going to have difficulty with sleep, digestion, your mind's racing all the time, your eyes are twitching, you're always moving around, can't sit still, always nervous, heart's beating too fast, sweating too much, palms are sweaty, feet are sweaty. Those can be overactive brains. If the brain's underactive, you have low motivation, bad organization, bad planning, depression, low energy. So the VNG picks up which areas are underactive, which areas are overactive. The QEEG brain mapping does all the different areas, says, you know, which location has the abnormal brain waves and which is responsible for this location. So these are the two best tests. Each test by themselves costs $500. So it costs $1,000 to do both of them. However, we're doing a special today for all my radio show listeners. You could get each test for only $21. So if you want both tests, you only have to pay $42 and you get $1,000 worth of tests. And I go over the results with you. That's included in the $21. It's normally $500, but you get it for only $21. And you can sign up for both the QEEG and the VNG. All you have to do is be one of the first seven people to call. The phone number is 646-221-6738. You could call or text 646-221-6738. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Just say you want to sign up for the QEEG brain mapping for only $21, as well as the VNG infrared goggles for only $21. All you have to do is call or text 646-221-6738. 6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches? Or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about detoxification. We want to do all your systems working properly so you could detox. And the control center of all these detoxifications is called your vagus nerve. Your vagus nerve controls your gut. It controls your menstruation, your urination, your bowel movements, your sweating, your circulation. It's all controlled by this vagus nerve. If you sign up for that QEEG brain mapping and the VNG, we'll be able to determine whether that vagus nerve isn't working properly. If the vagus nerve isn't working properly, then you're not going to get good sleep. And then you're not going to get good detoxification. It's very important to get good sleep. It takes years off your life if you don't have the proper sleep. I'm actually giving a seminar on March 22nd in River Edge, New Jersey, from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on how to improve sleep and how to increase your energy. But not how to increase your energy and sleep artificially. So I'm not going to say drink coffee in the morning to increase your energy. That's fake. That's not real. I'm not going to take a sleeping pill to help with your sleep. I'm not going to say take melatonin to help with your sleep, because that's not real. That's fake. If you want to increase your energy in a natural way, without any drugs or medication, if you want to improve your sleep without any sleep aids, you know, those sleep medications are very dangerous. Ambien is one of the most dangerous drugs. And a lot of people take that. And that's only tested on males. So when females take Ambien, it hasn't actually been tested. And they've been finding that the medication still stays in the system even when you wake up. So it can affect your brain function the next day. So you'll be very careful with the side effects of these sleep aids. They can not only affect your liver in a horrible way, they can affect your brain. They could shut down everything. We don't want to shut down everything. We want to just get a deep rest, get in that delta wave. Get in good sleep cycles that take about 90 minutes. You want to get in that deep REM. That's when you reoxygenate, rejuvenate, detox. Sleeping is priority. So if you want to find out how to sleep, how to boost your energy, you have to sign up for this seminar March 22nd in River Edge, New Jersey at 6:30 p.m. If you come live in River Edge, you'll get free massages, free infrared laser therapy, free food, free drinks, lots of giveaways. There'll be other people that are into health and well-being. It'll be social. It's a lot of fun. That's live in River Edge, March 22nd at 6:30 p.m. If you can't make it live in River Edge, you could sign up over Zoom. So a lot of people are doing that, where they take the seminar over Zoom and you can learn on how to improve your sleep and your energy to boost your brain power, function better, feel better, and live a better life. It's all about your quality of life. And the less medications and the less doctors you see, the higher your quality of life will be. Now, if you go on Zoom and you can't even make it live on Zoom, you can also get the recording. So you don't even have to be there live in person. You don't have to do it live on Zoom. You can also get the recording. We can do that as well. The seminar is normally $100, but for the first 7 people that sign up, you could get the seminar for only $49. And not only that, there's going to be a bonus, because there's seminars after the one about sleep and energy. For example, the one in April is going to be about how to reduce inflammation. And the one in May is going to be how to master nutrition. And the one in June, it's going to be all different brain exercises you could do to improve your memory and focus and balance. And then in July, there's going to be a summary of all the seminars together. Each of those seminars is $100. But if you sign up for this first seminar by March 22nd, and you're one of the first 7 people that call or email, you could get not only the first seminar for $49, but all the other seminars are included for free. So you literally get 5 seminars for only $49. That's less than $10 a seminar. And again, free massages, free laser, free food, free drinks, everything. Free lecture, all for free. If you're one of the first 7 people that sign up for the Boost Your Brain Power seminar series, the next one is March 22nd on how to improve sleep and energy. All you have to do is want to be the first 7 people that call or text 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com and just say you want to sign up for the seminar series for only $49, and you'll get all 5 seminars included. So it's less than $10 a seminar. And if you can't make it live, you can get the recording. So no matter what, you'll get all the information that you need. And if you want, you could sign up for everything. You get the QEEG brain mapping for only $21. You get the VNG that checks the brain balance from right to left for only $21. And you could get the seminar series for only $49. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738. Now, the sleep, we said, is the most important part of detoxification. For women, menstruation is very important. It's not normal to get headaches before, during, or after menstruation. It's not normal to get morning sickness when you're pregnant. It's not normal to get hot flashes when you're going through menopause or night sweats. It's not normal to get cramping or irritability when you get your period. However, if you take care of your autonomic nervous system, your pituitary gland, your adrenal gland, your thyroid, then all your hormones will start to be released properly, and you won't have any symptoms. Then you detox like you're supposed to. If your bladder is functioning properly, you shouldn't have to wake up in the middle of the night to pee. You should be able to drink a whole glass of water and not pee in the middle of the night. If you aren't having a normal period, if you're getting up to pee in the middle of the night, if you're not having bowel movements in the morning when you wake up, you might have an issue in your autonomic nervous system. When you do one of those tests, the QEEG brain mapping or the VNG, we'll be able to figure out if you do have an issue in your autonomic nervous system. And if you do, There's lots of therapeutic exercises you could do to improve your autonomic nervous system so you sleep better. You don't get what's called adrenal fatigue. You detox properly, good digestion, good urination, good menstruation, good sweating. All the proper ways to detox will occur. Your body's amazing at healing itself. However, sometimes it just needs a little boost. Sometimes you just need to maybe exercise a little bit more, sweat a little bit more, and detox a little bit more. You got to exercise every day. Sweating is key. That's why heat therapy could work too. People like the sauna, you know, you sweat it out. But cold is also good. So the best thing actually is to take a nice hot shower and then end with cold. That'll help your immune system. That will help your autonomic nervous system. That'll help reduce stress, anxiety. So try it today or tomorrow. After your shower, you end 30 seconds with just complete cold. That's one way to rewire your brain to get you out of stress mode, and that helps you to sleep. Right before bed, splash your face with cold water. Cold helps with sleep. So you don't want to be the heat way too high. That won't make you get a better sleep. It's actually better to keep it cooler in your bedroom and wear less clothes. That helps to help you sleep and detoxify. Another thing to help you sleep is the light. So after 5 p.m., we want to start to bring down the lights, start to dim your lights inside. Go outside and walk during the sunset so your brain sees the sun going down and getting less light. When you come back, dim the lights to keep it down. That will help you sleep. So if you want to learn natural ways to improve your sleep, definitely sign up for our seminar series. That's March 22nd in River Edge, New Jersey on Kinderkamak Road at 6:30 p.m. March 22nd, 6:30 p.m. Sign up for our seminar series. You can get it all for only $49 plus get 5 bonus ones. So it's less than $10 a seminar. I hope you guys learned a lot today about detoxification and sleep. You can learn more if you go to our website, KaplanDC.com. We also have Facebook, Kaplan Brain and Body. We have Instagram, Kaplan Brain and Body. We have TikTok, Kaplan Brain and Body. And we also have a YouTube channel, Kaplan Brain and Body. So please sign up, like, subscribe. And we look forward to seeing you next week. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. Thanks to listening to Boost Your Brain Power. Hope you enjoyed the show.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.